step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Because I don't want to be that guy. I want to make sure that dude's still alive. Can I get him into a doctor's appointment? Can I get him insurance or something? Crozier, that's great, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I know you've been working on it for a long time. We're at one point you're going to make it part of our live broadcast.
We were looking at it. We had, you know, the Pastathon things tomorrow night, and I was like, I can't get her to take off or to come into Anaheim all the way.
So. She must have had the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
She did. She had a really great Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, that kind of security in your life, you can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, it was fun to watch her face because she really had no idea. Even when I went down on one knee, she was still trying to, like, process it.
You're a big stud. Crozier, everybody. That's wild. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640. It's Conway's show. Hey, we're going to be down tomorrow in Anaheim.
Yeah!
It's a road show, field trip, right? Tomorrow in Anaheim. There's a shooting suspect in North Hollywood. Let's find out what's going on KCAL Channel 9 here. Oh, boy.
No word on what exactly led to this shooting or if the victim and gunman know each other. Somehow, though, the cars that we're showing you, one of the cars that we're showing you is involved in this breaking news story. And we'll, of course, follow this and bring you any new developments as soon as we get it.
And we'll bring them to you as well. A shooting in North Hollywood. All right, we do have a big, huge, huge remote tomorrow. So let's all buzz on down there to the White House in Anaheim, 887 South Anaheim Boulevard. It's always a great, fun night, right? And it's for a really good cause. Raises a lot of money for kids that don't have food, right? They don't have food. And they're in the sound of our own voice. It's not overseas in some other country. It's right here in the United States. So let's all buzz on down there tomorrow. There'll be plenty of seats there. I think the restaurant's closed tomorrow. Isn't it, Belio? I think it is, right?
Yeah, it's closed.
And Bruno used to keep it open, but then all these, you know, KFI idiots would show up and filet mignon him to death, right? Guys, you know, the filets are going out the door all comped, and he's like, God almighty, I'm getting killed. I'm going to start another charity just to feed radio idiots.
That's the thing. Normally in the past, we had every show was out there.
Yes.
And this year, it's just you, which means anybody who wants to get out there and see what's going on, they got to go tomorrow at 7.
That's right.
Or 6.
Yeah, or else you get, you miss out.
Yeah, don't show up earlier. Right. I mean, you can if you could drop off stuff.
Yeah, you can drop off stuff. If you wanted, you can show up even like, I don't know, 5 or so to get a good seat. But we'll try to pack the place tomorrow. It should be kind of cool. So tomorrow, Anaheim White House, 887 South Anaheim Boulevard. And we'll be there raising money. Right, Bella?
6 to 10.
6 to 10. Ding dong with you.
Got to be a total blast. We got to get people there, too.
Yes.
Got to get a nice crowd.
Oh, we always have a nice, Orange County is our crowd, you know. It's people that will show up. You know, I don't think you have to wear a mask, right, in Orange County. Do you have to wear a mask in Orange County, Bella?
Some places you do.
Really? Like where?
Well, just specific. Yes.
When you're operating on some guy?
Some restaurants ask you to.
They do?
Some do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do any of masks to ask for the vax card?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Not into it. I know you guys are. You know.
So into it. Love it so much.
Boost it up. And
I keep two masks vaxed in my pockets. Just in case.
I walked into Home Depot today. And I always carry the mask to let people know that I'm sort of on board.
Right.
That you're compliant.
Yeah. I put it on my belt hook. Yeah. And I tie it on. And so if anyone were to stop and say, hey, you know, you put your mask on, I'd put it on. I wouldn't fight them over it. Right. But man, nobody asks anymore. Home Depot, Lowe's. I mean, I don't get asked any, you know, I went with a family member last night because we got a tree and people like flipped out. Like, I'm not going in with you without a mask on. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Well, you go in that way. I'll go in that way. They won't even know we know each other. I'm just not, I'm not into it like you guys are. I wish I was, but I'm just not into it. But nobody asked me today. I went to a Home Depot today. Nobody, yeah, everyone's cool. There's even, you know, people that, looked like they didn't have a mask on either.
Is that right? Yeah, that's exactly right. Look at you.
Hey, the USC's have a new coach, right? Who is this? John Robinson?
Who's Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley. Wait a minute, was John, am I missing a few coaches?
You're missing quite a few coaches.
Really?
Yeah.
A couple.
Hey, John Riley. Oh, yeah, okay, John Robinson, Lincoln Riley. And man, did he get out of Oklahoma quick, huh? The last touchdown Oklahoma scored, and that guy ran right onto a plane. Get the hell out of there. I don't know if he can turn it around, though. I don't know. You hope he can, right? But there's not a single school, California school, in the top 10. And I don't think there's a school in the top 20. Stanford's not in the top 20. Berkeley's not. UCLA, I don't know if they are. I don't think they are. USC, I don't think so. I think if you want to, you know, if you're serious about getting into the pros, I still think you got to go to a school that there's a lot of competition and a lot of scouts look at. Notre Dame, Georgia, Alabama, you know, these big schools that are always great. I don't know. It might take some years to turn that USC program around. Yeah, you hope he can do it, right? Oh, did you hear what he said to his, because Belly, I know you're into, and so are you, Croce. But did you hear what he said to his coaching staff?
You know, because Oklahoma?
His Oklahoma coaching staff was a big part of his success. So he told them all, I'm going to USC. I'm taking the job. If any of you guys want to be on my team, you know, on the coaching team, the plane leaves tomorrow, private jet tomorrow at 6 a.m. Either be on it, or if you're not on it, you're not going.
Wow.
Right? And he said almost all of them showed up at 5:30.
Did they really?
Yeah.
And he can take all of them with him? They said they could, I guess they staff their own.
Yeah, he can take them all, right? Unless they, even if they have long-term deals, why would you want a guy that doesn't want to be there? You know?
Yeah.
But he signed a 10-year, $110 million, $100 million deal.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. But Corey Seager left the Dodgers. He's going to play on the Rangers now. He signed a deal for 10 years for $325 million. $325 million. Corey Seager's gone. And he will never play for the Dodgers again, right? Unless the Dodgers get him when he's 45 or whatever how old he is. But if you took that kind of money, $32.5 million, if you gave that to him in 2021, that was his salary, that means he would have got $300,000 per hit. Every time he hit the ball that the opposition didn't catch or he didn't strike out, every time he got a hit, they would have laid a check on him for $300,000 because he got 108 hits for the whole year. In one at-bat, he makes more than 98% of the people in America. One swing. Swing of the bat, $300,000. Isn't that sick?
It's disgusting.
Where does that end? Is there going to be a guy worth $1 billion? Are they going to pay a guy, you know, like $3 billion? They're going to have to raise prices. You can't just pay $300 million to a guy and not raise the prices. I don't know. Likes the game. He likes those prices. All right, we'll come back. I edited the Jussie Smollett thing. You know, see, while you guys are all just, you know, sitting in your car, doing nothing during commercial break. I'm working my ass off for you. Editing stuff, doing voiceovers, commercials, the whole run.
I was wondering what that sweat was on your brow.
Can you see that in there?
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's glistening.
Man, I'm going to pass out. I'm exhausted. I'm working.
Poor thing.
Yeah. But I edited, and we're going to play when we come back. It's really good. It's Jussie.
Because you edited.
Yeah, that's right. Dave Chappelle talking about Jussie Smollett. It's really good. All right, we're live on KFI Worn Out Crowd.
New York and New Jersey for some rare and endangered North Atlantic right whales that were spotted near Long Island. We'll check on the 101 freeway next.
Well, you can restore your bald spot, reverse your receding hairline, and even add volume to thinning hair with a simple one-day treatment that's guaranteed to grow your new hair. Now, I love my full head of hair thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration. They have 30 years experience. They performed over 30,000 successful treatments with their state-of-the-art technology that produces unbelievable results. Now, I know from my experience, the results will significantly improve your quality of life. You're going to feel more positive, more confident when you finally address your hair loss once and for all with the one solution that's guaranteed to grow your own natural hair back. With Advanced Hair, your new hair starts growing back the very next day. Schedule your free consultation today. Get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. 844-333-HAIR. Advanced Hair standard of care always has and always will exceed the CDC guidelines, making it the perfect time to address your needs. 844-333-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
Cops are doing cop stuff in Hollywood.
Heads up here along that 101. It's going to cause a bit of a problem here for a little while. Possible jumper as you travel along the northbound side coming up on Vermont. They've stopped all lanes to try to help get things situated, so I'll get some more details coming up. But if you're in the backup, you can always give us an update. Pound 250, keyword KFI traffic, and the 101 right now northbound is slowing down away from just about the 2, so watch out there. Now, the southbound side seems to be moving just fine without any big problems, so that's good news. And then in Diamond Bar on the 57 northbound, seeing a backup away from Pathfinder to the 60, and it looks like that stall is out of lanes in the Cajon Pass, 15 northbound at Kenwood, but traffic's still backing up off the 215 merge. KFI in the sky helps get you there faster. I'm Angel Martinez.
This report is sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up is an initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join at thinkitup.org.
As parents, we've done everything we can to keep our kids safe, happy, and healthy during this pandemic. From finding the best face masks to making sure their hands are clean. And now we have the best tool to help keep them even safer. The most important thing we can do is vaccinate our kids to protect them against COVID-19. Vaccines have been proven safe and effective for children 5 and up. Talk to your child's doctor or visit myturn.ca.gov to find a vaccine near you. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
AAMCO presents Bet You Didn't Know.
Bet you didn't know that your car's transmission is made up of 800 pieces. Also, bet you didn't know that AAMCO's fixed over 40 million transmissions and that AAMCO offers a nationwide warranty.
And AAMCO offers payment plan options for almost any credit situation. So it's easier than ever to fix it fast and pay it off slow.
That's AAMCO, AA, MCO.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
California has millions of homes that could be damaged in a strong earthquake, and earthquakes are inevitable in the Golden State. An older home is especially vulnerable to earthquake damage, so you may need to take steps to strengthen it and help reduce the chance of damage. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com to learn about better protecting your home from earthquake damage. The work may cost less than you think and can often be completed in a few days. You've worked hard to get a home. Now's the time to protect it. Get prepared today so you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Every year, our team provides food and toys for less fortunate families. Hello, my name is John Okoyan, owner of Rooter Hero Plumbing. I remember one Christmas when my dad didn't have any work, and we didn't have any money. I can still recall the look of shame on his face when my brother and I only had one present to open. I was a brat and said something I shouldn't have. To this day, I am still sorry for what I said to my dad. I was selfish and I wish I could take it all back. So I know what it's like for some families. At Rooter Hero Plumbing, we want to make Christmas special. So all this month, we are donating a portion of every plumbing and drain cleaning service we do to families in need. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from our family to yours. Thank you. Everybody needs a hero.
RooterHero.com. CL102-8886.
By now, you've heard the news. Boosters for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available. They help keep your immunity strong and help keep you and others protected against COVID-19 and its variants. Visit myturn.ca.gov to find out if you're eligible and to find a booster near you. Let's keep each other safer and healthier this winter. Get your booster, and don't forget to get your flu shot, too. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
SoCalGas is here to help by offering rebates on qualifying energy-saving natural gas equipment for your small business.
Save up to $1,000 on tankless hot water heaters, commercial fryers, and more.
They're committed to helping you meet and exceed the challenges of being a small business owner. See how they can help by visiting SoCalGas.com/business rebates.
Hey, it's Deborah Mark. Tis the season to be grateful, and thanks to the free iHeart app, you can bring KFI and all your favorite music for a walk around the neighborhood or on a trip to Grandma's house, along with hundreds of playlists to fit any mood or activity. Fan of podcasts? Us too. Check out your favorites and enjoy our curated list of gratitude podcasts, from Oprah's Super Soul podcast to the Gratitude Diaries. iHeart. Discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
We know you listen to KFI, but when it's that time of year, you can hear your favorite Christmas music right now on the official holiday music station, Coast 103.5.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All your favorite holiday songs. All I want for Coast 103.5, your home for the holidays.
It's the Coast
103.5.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk.
Ding dong. Ding dong Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
Ding dong.
This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Jussie Smollett, or Jussie Smollett, French actor, right? Chappelle did a piece on him. It was pretty good. And I edited out all the swear words, I hope, right? You got to be careful, though, in there. You know, could, there may be one in here. I didn't see any more, but they're just keep your finger close to the dump button. Here we go. The trial starts, I believe, tomorrow. They tried to start today. I don't think they got underway in Chicago. So it starts tomorrow. And he was that young French actor who was on Empire. And then he said that these two MAGA guys wearing MAGA hats came out and attacked him because he was black and gay. And Chappelle did about a 4-minute run on it that sounds exactly like this.
Afraid of being attacked. Happens to the best ones. Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Jussie Smollett. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Jussie Smollett? Jussie Smollett is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Jussie Smollett is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up, tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. It's like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all. The whole country was up in arms. It was talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about it that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him.
What
they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, "Hey man, aren't you that from Empire?" Does that sound like how white people talk? I know white people. They don't talk like that. Are you that from Empire? They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say. If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right, 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. All right. You were walking. All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches? That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any? Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me 1 second, Mr. Smollett. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night.
That's great. That's awesome, man. That is quite a interesting, funny run. I love the best part of it is Subway. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
16 below, and the guy's walking around.
All right.
They get a sandwich at Subway. That's so classic, man.
16 below. Okay.
All right. Hey, let's turn on Channel 9 real quick. Where's this Air Canada stuck on a runway here? Is this in Canada or is this at LAX?
Landing apparently because they thought they were leaking fuel. Well, it turns out the plane did land safely, but then the left landing gear failed.
Oh my.
And maybe some of the tires blew.
No. Mm-hmm.
We are told that 73 people were on board this Air Canada plane. And you can see that buses have been making their way toward that jet to help get those people out of the area and off the plane. There are no reports of injuries, and the plane will have to be towed off of runway 24 left. The remaining runways at LAX, we're told, are still open
Wow.
this hour. So we, of course, will continue to follow this breaking story at LAX and bring you any developments as we get them.
There's a nice button to your Thanksgiving week, right? Get on a plane, you finally get through TSA, the four-hour wait. You're going to take off. Next time you land, it'll be a, hey, hoser, what's going on? And then, boom, landing gear falls apart, oil everywhere, and now you're stuck. Another night in Los Angeles. You thought you could be home having a Molson's tonight. No.
Moosehead was my fave.
Yeah, a little Moosehead. A little Molson's Moosehead. Black, right? A little Molson's gold. Nope. You're stuck here with all of us. So stick that in your pipe, right? You're... stupid vacation. Your Thanksgiving just got worse.
Yeah, see, you thought you were being cute coming out here for the Hollywood parade on Sunday night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, last Hollywood parade. The hell out of here. A friend of mine wrote me. He'll remain nameless, right?
How generous of you.
He said that we've been over a dozen times to the Hollywood Parade. And the fun part to me is trying to figure out who the hell the celebrities are. And the Scooby-Doo van. That's great, man. All right, we're live on KFI More with Croj.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
KCAL, Channel 9. They're getting off that Air Canada flight.
There are no reports of injuries, and the plane will have to be towed off of runway 24 left. Ooh. The remaining runways, we're told at LAX, are still open, and everything is normal for other flights coming in and out of LAX at this hour.
You know, it's really nerve-wracking. If you're on another flight and you land and you see all the fire engines around a plane, you're like, wow, wait a minute. What went down there? And you're always a little nervous. You're like, oh, God, those people are coming off that plane in the middle of a runway. Oh, bubbo, right? Ding dong with those guys. So they thought they were going to, I don't know where it's going, Vancouver, Calgary, you know, Montreal, Toronto, who knows? It's a fairly small plane, so my guess is they're probably going to Vancouver, British Columbia. And because that you would never take that plane all the way to Toronto. It's too small. Too small, right? But they're not going anywhere. They're going to spend another night in Los Angeles, stuck with us. All of us losers, right? They have to sit there again. And they're all set on, you know, once your mindset is, you know, you want to get home and you're on a plane and it hits the runway and you're ready to go, man, you're halfway. You're 90% home.
Oh, that's the worst. You're like double angry.
Yeah.
Like you're on the plane.
Right.
Your head is already like all but there wherever your destination is.
And then if you got three kids with you,
woo!
Now they're up all night crying and messing and fussing. Oh, enough with it, right? Enough.
Breaking up the Benadryl.
Yeah, no more. No more Thanksgiving trips for you kids. If you can't handle it, you can't, you know, get that plane up and back, then you're out. All right, Matthew McConaughey was a favorite to run and become the next governor of the state of Texas. But I think he bailed, right? He said, no way.
Matthew McConaughey says he is not going to run for Texas governor after months of speculation.
Why is that, I wonder?
What have I learned? A lot, that we have some problems we need to fix, that our politics needs new purpose.
And you're not going to do it.
That we have divides that need healing.
A lot of people were wondering if he was going to run. The Academy Award winner posted that message last night saying that political leadership is not something he's choosing at this moment. The Texas governor's race is expected to be one of the most high-profile contests next year.
Yeah, anytime a guy says he's not running, then somebody showed him something in his closet. Right? Goes, hey, you got a couple of skeletons here, bub. I wouldn't run if I were you. Oh, boy. All right. These smash and grab guys, they're back, right? They get arrested for going into these high-end stores, ripping off a bunch of stuff. Then they get arrested, and they're out the next day or the following day. And so I don't know how they're going to stop this.
Police respond to what is likely another high-end heist. On Melrose Place in Beverly Grove, LAPD confirms reports of a robbery at Bottega Veneta, a luxury Italian fashion house. From overhead, we could see what appears to be a store employee wiping their face with a towel.
And then they also they went to a Home Depot in Lakewood, right? And they grabbed a bunch of hammers and sledgehammers, and they're off to make some more hits. All right, so you got to keep an eye on those cats, right? Find out what the hell's going on with these with this crew. But the only reason they can do it in this state, you don't hear about this in almost any other state, because here in California, whether it's San Francisco or L.A., pretty relaxed with the law. And if you steal anything under, I think it's $900, $950, it's a misdemeanor. You get a ticket for it. Maybe they arrest you. They let you out in 10 minutes later, and you're back to stealing stuff. So until they change the laws, you're going to hear a lot of this stuff. USC has a brand new football coach.
USC made it official, just tweeting something out just moments ago in mid-September. USC AD Mike Bone fired Clay Helton, a move widely anticipated by Trojan Nation today. 10 weeks later, Bone found his man, sending shockwaves across college football. Oklahoma Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley is heading to town.
He's already here.
Following a stellar career in Norman, the 38-year-old is 55-10, led the Sooners to a top-10 ranking each of his 5 years there.
That's incredible. That's an amazing record, right? Every single year he was there, that Oklahoma's team was top 10.
Led the Sooners to a top 10 ranking each of his 5 years there.
That's an unbelievable record, especially a school like that's in the middle of the country. It's really hard to, you know, to recruit. You know, it's easy to recruit people to L.A. or Miami or New York, Alabama, right? But very tough to get a bunch of kids who know what they're doing into Oklahoma.
There have been speculation he might take the same gig at LSU, but he put that rumor to rest yesterday. No word on how much USC will pay him.
Yeah, there is. $100 million. 10 years. $100 million or $110 million. I heard two different numbers.
But he has a reported buyout at OU of $25 million.
Wow. So wait a minute. Is USC going to pay his buyout at Oklahoma and then give him $100 million? Is that the deal?
Oof.
Man, is that school has some money, right? I guess all that, those young girls on that rowing team, paying all that tuition. God, man, that school is rough, man. They've had a rough couple of years. I hope they get it together this time, right? It'd be fun to see USC or UCLA in the top 10 or top 2, top 3, where you go to the game and they win every week. I haven't seen that in a while. That's why the people in Alabama, they love their football. They're always top 1, 2, 3. Georgia this year is kicking ass. Yeah. Michigan's up there. Notre Dame. All these great schools to go to. And then you got, not a single team in the top 10 is from California. Not one. Not a single. And it's so easy to recruit in California. You just show the kid the coastline. You show him the beautiful school. And, and all the energetic kids that go to the game. The alumni, the whole run. It's very easy to recruit to USC. Just show the kid the campus. And yet, they can't get it together. Ding dong with those kids. All right, hopefully it's the beginning of something new. Hope this guy Lincoln. What's his name? Lincoln Memorial? Lincoln Altright?
Riley.
Lincoln Riley? All right. Hope he does it, right? He's coming out with his family and a private jet. That's a new thing, to pick up somebody from the Midwest or Colorado or Oklahoma. Fly him on a private jet to come out here and fix our team. They did it with Denver, with your guy, Miller.
Von Miller.
Von Miller. They sent a private jet for him. And now they another private jet. Where they got all these private jets? Everybody's got a private jet, right? They're going to send another one to Oklahoma to pick this guy up and his crew.
Didn't pick you up in one for your premiere?
Nah, they didn't. I drove over in our 15-year-old car. To Westwood, had a slice of La Monica's pizza that fell on the ground. I picked it up, just brushed it off, and ate it. And that's a true story.
Wow.
The pizza fell, but it fell, it didn't fall cheese down. It was cheese up.
Is that the rule?
Yeah, cheese up's a winner, right? You just wipe it off. All that crap's on the bottom of it anyway. So you just wipe it off and down the gullet. So, not private jet. Dirty slices. All right. We're live on KFI. More with Croge. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. I was listening to the Chargers broadcast, right? Big Chargers fan on 98.7. Matt Money Smith and DJ, right? And all of a sudden, Bellio gets a shout out.
What?
Because they were talking about is it Woody Page?
Oh, yeah, Woody. Yeah, I used to produce his sports show in Denver.
He's like sort of like the Fred Rogan of Denver.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Very popular guy. And he mentions you.
He did?
In the broadcast. I even put it on audio here. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I think it's you.
1 hour and 35 minutes to go on our Morongo Casino Resort and Spa countdown to kickoff as the Chargers get ready to battle the Broncos in...
Wow, an hour and 35 minutes before the kickoff, right?
That's Isaac Lohenkron.
Ooh,
doing the pregame.
That's a lot of pregame, man. You know? That's a lot...
That's how our Lakers pregame was.
An hour and a half?
No, it was 2 hours.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
What do you talk about?
We had coaches show. We had a player interview. We'd usually get an interview with the opposing team. You do, you know, post-game review from the game before. You do a preview of the game coming up.
That seems like a lot, though.
It was a lot.
Yeah, like 2 hours. You get all pumped up. Finally, the game comes around. You're like, oh, man.
I just can't. Oh. Yeah.
Beat that pre-show. Worked me. All right, here it is.
1 hour and 35 minutes to go on our Morongo Casino Resort and Spa countdown to kickoff as the Chargers get ready to battle the Broncos in Denver. And no one knows Denver sports better than the great Woody Page. He's a longtime panelist on Around the Horn. He's a columnist for the Colorado Springs Gazette.
Wow.
He's even a former colleague of our good friend and coworker, Sharon Bellio,
hey!
By the way.
Look at Ilo.
That's you, right?
That's yeah. So Woody said something.
Let's hear it again.
He's even a former colleague of our good friend and coworker, Sharon Bellio, by the way. And he's standing by with Matt Money Smith and Daniel Jeremiah. Money.
Nice Bellio shout out. Appreciate that. Wow. Ilo. Woody, what's happening? I'll start with just give us an idea if you believe in this Broncos team at 5-5 and if the fans believe this is a team that can get things together and make a playoff run.
No and no.
So that settles it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. You can move on to the next person.
Woody, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much for the insight. We love catching up with you, and we hope to do it again soon.
It's great to talk to you guys, and say hello to my good friend Sharon, please.
Absolutely. All right, Ilo.
Thank you.
Man of a few words. Right? No, Denver sucks. Back to you. That's incredible.
Brief and succinct.
Yeah, he's like, nope, Denver sucks this year. It's not going anywhere. Sorry. Say hi to Bellio. I'm out of here.
No and no.
That's all you had to, you know, do the locals believe Denver's going to make the playoffs? And do you believe Denver's going to make the playoffs?
No and no.
So that settles it.
You know what his answer reminds me of? That last Jerry Lewis interview where he just said no and no to everything.
No and no.
Yeah. And at the end, clear these guys out.
Yeah.
Clear it out. All right. Hey, so has Las Vegas changed in the last 60 years? No. Nothing's changed in the last 60 years. Nothing. How do you prepare for a show? I just do. Well, I mean, do you have a voice exercises? No. Is it a more corporate feel in Las Vegas than it was? No. Really? It's not? I mean, it seems like there's a lot more corporate. You know, the guys that ran Vegas, they don't seem like they're around anymore. They are. Okay. Well, thanks. We'll catch you later.
No and no.
No and no. That's a good call. That's exactly what that sounds like.
No and no.
So that settles it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. You can move on to the next person.
Woody, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much for the insight. We love catching up with you, and we hope to do it again soon.
It's great to talk to you guys, and say hello to my good friend Sharon, please.
How do you know that guy? How does that guy know you so well?
I produced his show.
For how long?
For a few years.
Was it called The Rock Pile?
No, it was the Woody and Gil show. It was on. It was one of the very first sports stations, all sports stations in the country. And he had, you know, he was the columnist for the Denver Post.
Wow.
And he did a show with Gil Whiteley, who owned a sports bar. And so I produced
cool.
their radio show.
How long ago?
About 20-something years ago.
Oh, so he must be an older guy.
I think he's, yeah.
Probably his 70s?
Close to 70, yeah.
No, that's not bad. I mean, he seems like he's pretty hip though, right?
Yeah, he's on Around the Horn. He's been doing Around the Horn for years.
I don't know what that means.
On ESPN, Around the Horn with all the sports.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do.
You've never seen
Around the Horn?
No. Is that a basketball show?
No, it's just a sports show.
Well, don't say no. Like, that's not a basketball term. Around the Horn is a basketball term.
It's not a basketball term.
It's not? Like, shooting around the horn?
Oops.
Well, that might be. That's
not, when that's, you add that other word in there.
Right.
No.
He's the big sports guy in Colorado.
Yeah, you know, he really made a name for himself because he was like one of the only riders that would say Broncos stink.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was always controversial. Everybody hated him. You know, he was the guy you hated.
Like Petros is like an honest
guy.
He
was worse than Petros.
Really?
Yeah, the way he called them out. Wow. And you'd go to like the ballpark or the, you know, Mile High Stadium with him, and they'd put him up on the big screen because he was like a big celebrity.
Oh, that's cool.
And the whole place would just boo him. They hated him because he would call out, you know, Elway or.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Right? That is. And he's a big fan of yours, evidently. Right?
Well, you know, just like I work with you, I would hope one day you said, oh, say hello to my friend.
Yeah, from Colorado.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I'd do that. All right, congratulations, Belio. Major shout-outs.
Thank you.
All right. We're live on KFI AM 640.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.